Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Gimmick Awards. We have another category, another set of contenders for auspicious awards here at Scanline Media's 2019 Gimmick Awards. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Jennifer Uncle.
And I am Kyrie Page.
And today we're here to discuss the best new fighting game character. It doesn't have to be a new character in general, but this needs to be the first time they were in a fighting game. I noticed there have been not any other additions since I went through the list. That's okay. So yeah. I know who everybody is.
Yeah. We went through the list and, like, I couldn't think of anybody to add.
I thought the one I was thinking about adding would not actually qualify just because, I guess I, for a moment, thought about doing Hero from Dragon Quest, but it feels kind of... A, it kind of stinks that they stuck with only the male heroes, and B, the way that he's more or less out of any sort of competitive play altogether kind of sucks.
That's because Smash is full of cowards.
We could have a discussion about that. I don't agree with that assessment, but I also just don't know that I think that design is... I think it's fun. I don't think it's a great competitive design, but it's not on the list anyway. I also thought about adding the new Tekken character. What's his name? Leroy Smith?
Oh, yeah. The one with the dog.
Leroy Smith.
But I've only seen trailers. I haven't played him, and so I can't really say much about him.
Yeah, he seems cool. It's cool that his dog is part of one of the combos.
And you get to use the dog once.
But that said, Jen, could you read out our list of nominees, please?
Sure thing. So we have Gogeta Blue from Dragon Ball FighterZ, Neopolitan from Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle. We also have Yumi from the same game. We have Robo Asma from Ultra Fight Da Kianta 2. Darley Dagger from Samurai Showdown. Velvet from Them's Fighting Herds. Xenos from Dissidia Final Fantasy. I'm assuming that's Dissidia NT, the newer one. We have Ren, aka Joker, from Smash Bros. Ultimate. Charlotta from Granblue Fantasy Versus. And Fairy from Granblue Fantasy Versus.
Indeed. So those two characters, Granblue Fantasy Versus, got two characters on here by way of their beta?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, was it just because, like, does it count that it was only a beta that came out last year? Because Granblue Fantasy Versus doesn't come out for another couple of weeks.
I mean, I think we wouldn't be allowed to put Granblue Fantasy Versus... Well, we make the rules. We can do what we want.
I would
not feel right putting it on, like, a list of, like, games. But as characters, those characters debuted in this year, as far as I'm concerned.
That's fair, yeah.
So just starting off, any strong thoughts about any characters? Anybody you feel like needs to stay, needs to go? Need more information?
I need
more,
that kind of thing. I need a little bit more information on Xenos, because I don't play Dissidia Final Fantasy.
So Xenos is the only reason I picked up Dissidia Final Fantasy. Xenos is a character from Final Fantasy XIV. He's from the two latest expansions. In Final Fantasy XIV, Stormblood, he was the main antagonist. He is the Imperial Prince. So, of course, you know, he's evil. He's a villain. And he is a sword collector. And he's got, like, this sheath that is basically like a revolver cylinder. Only instead of bullets, it's got swords. And so it spins around and he picks a sword for a particular job.
Yeah, I saw that in a combo video. Like... That, I admit, that was pretty cool to see the sheath rotate.
He also has some pretty cool villain lines. Like, it's very much my kind of evil, campy villain sort of character, even if I haven't gotten to him just yet in 14 on my end.
Yeah, I like the character a lot as a character, but also just as a fighting game character. I mean, I like, you know, there are times when I think it's too clumsy. But in general, I like stance mechanics, and Xenos is a really elegantly done stance character where it's like, it's not like all his inputs change. He's, you know, it's Dissidia. You press circle or you press square, basically. But depending on what sword he has equipped, his attacks all behave with, like, different, you know, characteristics. He's got one that's, like, better for ranged attacks. He's got one that does, like, status effects. He's got one that does, you know, just better initial hits. And so you're switching swords for different ranges and different situations in a way that I find really engaging.
Okay, yeah. The bits I saw of it was like, A, I definitely need to play some Dissidia because it seems like an interesting... It seems like that brand of specific... I feel like, especially recently, Japan's been getting into 3D tag team brawlers or multiplayer brawlers that are kind of Gundam versus-esque, where you're moving around and this 3D space and you have various Dynasty Warrior style abilities and you whittle down the other team's health bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like a pretty decent one of those, at least from the outside.
Yeah, I had trouble, like, partially because I didn't know anyone else who was playing it. I had trouble getting too far into it, so I mostly was just there appreciating the designs and stuff. But it is a very different style of fighter. It is, I think, as you say, comparable to the Gundam EX Versus series, which has been going since the Dreamcast, actually. So it's kind of weird that it's had this surge of interest in the last handful of years. But yeah, I think he's a cool character in a game that, honestly, if there's one thing I have negative to say, it's that I feel like a lot of the designs in Dissidia are just kind of there. There are these very classic characters, and you play them, and you're like, okay, I guess, you know, I can hit buttons. Sure, I can play as Yshtola the White Mage and heal myself in a fighting game. That's fun.
I get the sense with, if you're having a character that's specifically healing in a game like this, I imagine you're mostly there to back up your very strong partner.
She can also throw rocks, so don't worry. yeah. No, some of their design in that I'm not as fond of, so that extra helps Xenos stand out to me.
Yeah. No, Xenos seems like a cool character.
I might actually move to, like, some, you know, in full disclosure, I wanted to have a list to talk about. Some of these characters, obviously, I don't feel as strongly about. I would cut Darley Dagger.
Yeah.
That's the one I was going to suggest as a potential cut, because, I don't know, I haven't played Samurai Showdown, but, and she does seem like a cool character, but compared to everyone else here, she doesn't seem to have as much, I don't know, style.
It is kind of cool that when she does her, like, super or whatever, she, like, impales the other fighter on a drill and then a big pirate sign shows up.
And also, if she loses her sword, she gains access to, you know, everybody has a moveset when they don't have a sword. But she gains access to this, like, cartoonish, like winding, like, haymaker. She, like, you know, whirlwinds her arm, and you can charge it. And you can do 90% of someone's health with that if they don't know what you're up to. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, like, Sam Show really wasn't, like, I really wasn't a huge fan of Sam Show.
I feel like I like where it's gotten to a lot better. I think the added addition of DLC characters and balance tweaks, they've gotten it to a better place. But I would definitely not say that one of its strong suits is selling characters. Like, if you play the story mode, and, you know, there are plenty of fighting games with bad story modes, but one of the ways that the story mode is bad in Samurai Showdown is they're just like, oh no, it's Japan, and it's a time of great strife, and you're playing as this character, and they want a thing. Anyway, go do the same fights as everyone else. And you're like, this is nothing, you guys. So they just don't sell you on characters.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Should I suggest another one? Since, you were the one to volunteer Darley Dagger.
Sure. I mean, no, Kyrie is also on this podcast. Jen.
Yeah, but she's the one that suggested, she wanted to know more about Xenos, so.
Okay, fair enough.
So I was gonna suggest maybe, Robo Asuma from Ultra Fight D Kianta 2.
Robo Asuma rules!
Robo Asuma does seem like they kind of rule. Like, they got a drill hand.
They got a drill hand. They got a cannonball they fire in the air. They've got a this is one of those things where I appreciate that you just had to look up combo videos, but without seeing, like, the neutral of this motherfucker, of this piece of shit, you wouldn't understand. He's got a move where he just shouts, like, in a way that, like, clips the mic. He goes, jumping! And he, like, does a quick little hop into a stomp. And I think it's the most ambiguous cross-up I've ever seen in a fighting game, and you can just spam it. You can just, you, it's not even like, oh, you have to jump and then, no, you just press one button on your keyboard and you just keep tapping it and you are getting the weirdest 50-50s until someone dies, because it's also safe on block.
Is it as bad or as good, I should say, as E. Honda's off-screen butt stomp from Street Fighter the movie, the game, the real battle on film?
Imagine if that was 3 times faster.
That's pretty fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up! And then, also, I mean, just like a lot of Ultra Fight Dekanta 2, the presentation doesn't make a lot of sense, but it has a lot of character. Like, one of his win quotes is him. He's a robot alligator cop. And one of his win quotes is him leaning forward with, like, you know, a menacing gleam in his eye and saying, "Gosh damn!" And that's just funny.
I don't know, like, it sounds like Robo Azuma might be, like, a strong contender on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I would say there are probably things we can cut before him. But, I mean, also, if you're like, six, is this top three? Maybe he's not top three. I mean, there's some good characters on this list, so if you're gonna push me, I can cut him, but...
We can keep him for now.
Okay.
How do we feel? I really, really, really like Gogeta Blue. Can we talk about Gogeta Blue for a second?
Yeah. So Gogeta Blue is the first time he's been in a fighting game. Obviously, that's one of the big problems with Dragon Ball characters adding them, is because, you know, fucking, like, Budokai and shit. They've basically always been in a fighting game before, but Gogeta Blue didn't happen till the movie, till Dragon Ball Super Broly. So this was a fresh start for him.
Yeah.
I almost put Super Broly on this list as well.
I was about to mention that, like, why did Super Broly get put on the list?
We can do that. The list was made before Super Broly came out.
Oh.
But I can, if you want me to add Super Broly, I can add Super
Broly. I like Super Broly. I think they do some really good things with both of those characters. But Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Gogeta is really fun. I really love, like, almost all of his moves are kick moves. So he's really flashy. So he has, like, I've always loved it when Goku and Vegeta, like, fuse, because you have they have wildly different personalities, and it's kind of fun to see them combine in different ways. Like, Vegito is, like, much more cocky and prideful because it's more of Vegeta showing up. But, like, with Gogeta Blue, it's, like, a lot of Goku's, like, confidence, like, shows up in the character, like, as they fight. And also they have, like, not only a dive kick, but also, like, a dive Kamehameha.
So this comes into part of what I a little bit object to about Gogeta Blue and also Super Saiyan Broly, which is their iconic of power creep in Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Okay.
These characters just have insane toolkits. They are not overpowered because of the way the numbers are tweaked. But it's like, I mean, you compare where we started, where it's like, here's Goku, he's got a Kamehameha, and he can do a couple of kicks. And you've got Gogeta Blue, who has a Kamehameha that turns into a dive kick that can combo into a DP. And it's like, okay. Or you've got Super Broly, who has a one-button half-screen command throw. And you're like, I mean, that's cool, but that's also kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up.
It just feels like, I mean, I think on their own, I don't have a problem with them necessarily. In fact, I enjoy them quite a bit. I have Super Broly on my team, and I've thought about putting Gogeta on at various points. But they don't feel as cohesive with the rest of the game as I think they should.
Yeah, they do kind of, like, stand out in maybe ways that it doesn't make sense in a team game.
Yeah, I guess that's... So that's that would be my knock against them. That and, I don't know, some of Gogeta's combos feel a little weird because, again, part of making Gogeta not completely busted is that Gogeta has a ton of cool moves, none of which seem to get you a knockdown. So you do lots of combos, and then, like, you're unsafe for having done a combo, and that feels very strange.
Jeez. Yeah, that sounds pretty... That sounds like a pretty big risk.
I mean, you know, if you know what you're doing, he's certainly a good character. It's just, like, I just don't think it feels very good with some of his stuff.
Okay.
So it sounds like to me that, like, as much as we like Gogeta Blue and Super Broly, they don't exactly belong on this list.
I would feel not... If we wanted to keep one, I would keep Super Broly, because I love command throws, and I want more command throws in fighting games.
His command throw is pretty great.
He's got, like, six of them! It's so good!
So good! Where he just slams you back and forth, like, over and over. It's dope. It's dope as shit.
And honestly, like, the 2M, the, like, the repeated stomps, is one of the best, like, unique normals I've ever seen.
Oh, the fuck them kids stomp?
Yeah, it's so good. I could see keeping Super Broly, but not Gogeta Blue.
I'd be okay with keeping Super Broly, if only because also he's voiced by Johnny Ongbosh in the game.
Yeah, get fucked, Vince. You're a piece of shit.
Yep. Fuck you. I would want them to redub the entirety of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood with Johnny Ongbosh reprising the, like, being Edward Elric.
They can do whatever they want. I listen to subs.
Same, but still. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Fuck Vic Mignogna.
Indeed.
Of the two BB tag characters, we should cut Yumi over Neapolitan, I think.
I agree, yeah. Like, from what I saw, Yumi has a bit of a flashier astral finish, but Neapolitan seems like a more fun character overall with her combos involving her parasol, and yeah, she just seems like a really cool character.
Yeah, I mean, with Yumi, I Yumi's from a franchise I hate.
Yeah, about to say, because, like, when I saw Yumi's combos, I just, like, wow, they are representing her to look cooler than the franchise that she's from.
And yet, they're actually doing a weirdly good job of representing that series' combat system. I mean, like, she's got good projectiles and she's got Rekkas, but, like, one thing she has is called an aerial rave, which is from the game she's from, where, like, if you do certain types of air combos, it goes into an automatic, like, continuation, where you don't have to press any buttons and she just does it herself. Like, it's weirdly loyal to that series, and I think she feels pretty good to play, but, you know, at the end of it, she's just a girl with them tits out, and I'm not that impressed.
Yeah, she's just a Sengen Kagura character, and Sengen
Kagura. I mean, okay, I am impressed by her tits, they're big.
They are so huge. Like, really huge.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, listen, I want to be fair, she has assets, but that's not really what we're here for. If we wanted best new breasts, that would be a category, and Jen would really have to talk me into it. I'm not saying it's impossible, but and also Broly would have to win.
I don't think there's much of a chance of me talking you into it, because during this conversation, I kind of hid my head in my hands a little bit.
But what if Broly won? Wouldn't that be so funny?
These fucking pectorals.
But as far as Neapolitan, she has, like, counters, but not counters. Like, they're counters that make her teleport when you counter. She has several moves that have, like, the same starting animation and then different follow-ups. She has, like, clone feints. She has a command throw super that she can integrate into combos seamlessly. She's got great normals. She can float with her parasol like Peach. She's just great.
Yeah, she seems really cool. And again, I don't have any of, like, necessarily any affection for Ruby. But, like, she seems to be a really cool representation of where she's from. Mm-hmm. Also, she fights with a parasol, which is really fun for me.
Yep. And, also, she doesn't talk, which is accurate to her appearance in the show. There's a great, one of my favorite, like, just gags in the show is, this is, like, season four, where her and another villain, because obviously she's an antagonist.
Obviously.
Have a big, really cool fight. And at the end of it, the other one's like, okay, I'm fucking done with this. What is your problem anyway? And, like, manages to calm her down. She's like, okay, let's talk. And Neo rolls her eyes and points at her mouth. And the girl goes, oh, right. I forgot.
I think she stays.
Yeah. I think at this point, looking at the competition, Robo Ozma can duck out of the room. The whole game is a joke. It's a very good joke.
It's a very funny fun joke. He has a stanky leg sweep.
He is very good, but he's not top three. Let's be real.
He doesn't eat his gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
While we're on the subject of
eating guns,
I was gonna say, on the subject of games where we have more than one character nominated, we should probably talk about Charlotta versus Fairy.
I mean, it's Charlotta. I just put Fairy on here to be nice. Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, Charlotta. Like, absolute, like, by a country mile, Charlotta wins that. Like, Fairy has, like, what's cool about Fairy? It's like, oh, she has a whip. Okay, great. Charlotta is this tiny gremlin with a very tall, pointy crown who, when she poses, like, a, like, the sunrise sword pose.
And it's I love everything about Charlotta. Charlotta was, like, it was honestly an upsetting moment for me in fighting games this year, because I was like, man, you know, 2019, like, kind of a quiet year for fighting games, but, like, that's okay. I was still having a good time. There's some good DLC characters. And then I played that beta and I was like, what the fuck? Fighting games can be so good. Why is this game not out? And I've been upset ever since.
Well, at least you won't be upset for much longer. Like, I think it's coming out either at the end of this month or at the beginning of next month.
In Japan. It's Q1 in America. We'll see what that means, but...
Oh.
I don't believe it has an announced US release date yet. But yeah, Charlotta is going to do well on this list.
Charlotta is very fun, and her combos are obscenely good. Lots of, like, spinning around with her sword, which the sword is like three quarters of her size.
Yeah, but it's also, like, it's still not that big of a sword. I'm like, it's a big sword, but it's not like a Buster sword. It's a Buster sword for her,
exactly.
Which is what makes it great.
Exactly. Also, her wind pose, like, is very cute.
Yeah, standing on the boxes and then they fall over. Yeah.
Yes.
She's great.
Yeah.
I think we should cut Ren from Smash Bros., aka Joker.
I think so, too. Like, he can be fun to play, and it's neat how they go out of their way to replicate some of the stylistic flourishes they put in Persona 5. But overall... he's, when you're putting him against all these other characters, he's just not as cool as they are. And
I've heard that he's looking cool Joker. confirm or deny?
He does look pretty cool, but
we got sources from this Morgana saying he does look pretty cool.
The League of Legends character? Wow.
Sure.
That's reaching across the aisle right there.
Sure. I mean politicians could learn a thing or two.
Yeah, they have some fun stuff with him, like with his grapple and the way that you build up your meter to unleash your persona. But
the best thing Joker did for Smash Brothers was getting Mass Destruction into the set list, into the, like, music playlist.
Yeah. The worst thing is that he's got a gun when it's been the whole thing that you're not allowed to put guns in Smash to the point where Solid Snake doesn't have a fucking gun. And even after they did that, his gun feels like shit.
Doesn't Star Fox have a gun?
He's got a laser blaster. It's not the same thing.
He's got a poo-poo laser.
Yeah, he's got some sci-fi bullshit. You know, it's like, it's not the same as having a fucking 9mm, which is what Ren has.
Bayonetta, though?
Bayonetta's guns feel great. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a good point. I forgot about Bayonetta. Okay, well, then it makes it even worse, because Ren's feel terrible.
Yeah, his feels like tiny little pea shooters.
That he fires really slowly, and the only cool move you can do is if you hit the fire button in the air and then tap up and he does a spin, but it's actually a garbage, useless move. It just looks really cool.
The most use this gun mechanic has gotten is that meme that went around for a bit where people would use Ren's gun to replace the beat of a song.
I was more thinking, like, when Kirby inhales Ren and just, like, oh no, it's Kirby with a gun.
Gosh. I'm thinking about, we're recording this 2 days before there's supposed to be an announcement of a new Smash Brothers character, and given some of the theories going around, Kirby's gonna have a fun time, I think.
Get Kirby some white hair and a slice of pizza.
I mean, you know, it could be that. I don't want to get my hopes up. It could be Sora. You could be getting, you know, Kirby fucking doing, like, air raid? What is it?
Keyblade moves.
Strike raid. That's what I'm thinking of.
Could it be?
Anyway.
Could it be Sora? That would be a bit of a stretch.
I mean, it could. I don't know if it will, but, like, could.
I feel like there's a bit more possibility that it could potentially happen since they announced that all of the games are coming over to Xbox as well. Like, if they're getting back to it being more of a multi-platform sort of thing, then it's possible that they'll throw in something. Not to mention, they've had DS game and Game Boy Advance games from the series.
They're gonna do it based on the one, like, truly great Kingdom Hearts exclusive. That's right, it's Chain of Memories, Sora. Press B to pull up your hand of cards, and then use the left analog stick to shuffle through cards.
Also, the whole, like, his character model looks like a shitty sprite.
Man, that would be great.
Like, shitty sprite Morgan, it should be in Smash.
Oh, God. Oh, God. They can't believe they used that sprite for, like, 10 years.
It's the funniest fucking thing ever.
Ugh. So, have you looked into Velvet from Them's Fighting Herds?
I like Velvet. Although, I admittedly, like, when I played Them's Fighting Herds, I stuck more with Arizona.
I couldn't make Arizona make any sense to me. Like, I understood what she was supposed to do, but I just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, her lasso is something else, but, like, Velvet seems pretty cool. I think Velvet is the one that is, like, inspired by Rarity. So
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so Velvet by extension is best pony.
Yeah, Velvet is like a mean Rarity in a way that's extremely good. She's mostly just spending her time talking about how you're not allowed to touch her, and then the game starts, and you're like, oh yeah, no, she's got half-screen normals. This is extremely how this is gonna go.
And there's the whole super where she does a pirouette, and you get blasted with a whole ray of ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do really like how she has, like, the delicate voice, but it gets really harsh with certain very aggressive moves where she's just screaming at you. Yeah, I thought about putting Pom on here because Pom is really funny. Pom is the sheep who has, like, who summons dogs to help her, and all her animations are really expressive. She's not fun to play though.
Yeah, that's what you get when you're trying to, like, make Fluttershy like a fighting game character. You just kind of can't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's still time. Maybe they'll get there. But Of the cast, I definitely think Velvet's my pick. I think she's got style. I think she's fun to play. I think the voice acting is a great performance. Mostly, though, it's like I just want to shout out Them's Fighting Herds, which is actually a really good game that most people haven't played, I think.
Yeah, it's like...
I could see it go, though.
Yes. I mean, I think it is good to have Them's Fighting Herds on the list, because Them's Fighting Herds is a very fun fighting game and worth checking out. Or worth shouting out on the list, but doesn't necessarily hang in our top three.
Mm-hmm. I need to get back to it now that they've made a 1.0 version of it.
Yeah, it's honestly in pretty good shape. Last night, I played a bunch for Neutral Game, which obviously you can find the episode about that on our site. And Mirrog and I played a bunch of sets, and we had a really good time with it. So,
is this list?
I know what you're gonna say. Xenos doesn't make this list.
Xenos doesn't make it. Yeah.
Yeah, we were at Neapolitan, Xenos, Charlotta, and Super Broly, and I think the only just decision here is to cut Xenos. I think Xenos is really cool, but I do think a lot of his strength is just based on the fact that I know him from the MMO, where he's very good, and then I don't think anybody in that game in Dissidia NT gets a whole lot of space to be a star, basically.
That's a shame.
And I mean, you know, I'm open to have my mind changed about that. Maybe we'll end up playing some, but yeah.
So now that we have our three, just like the last Gimmick Awards category we did, I imagine Charlotta's a lock for number one.
I think so.
I would agree, because then it would be a repeat of last year in which we'd have a Ruby character as number one.
So you'd take Neapolitan over Super Broly? I thought I'd have to fight you for that one.
I mean, we're doing top and then two runners up, right?
We're doing 1-2-3.
Oh, we're doing 1-2-3?
We're doing 1-2-3.
Charlotta, Broly, Neapolitan.
Okay, well, first off, Charlotta number one. Okay.
I think that's pretty much agreed that Charlotta is number one.
Right.
Yeah. It was less of a situation where it's like I'm reading the temperature of the room. It was kind of that, but also Charlotta is just such a firecracker of a character that she's my favorite on this list as well.
It's like, weird, this character has been my best friend's fucking Twitter avatar for 6 months. I wonder how she'll do on this list.
She'll do very, very well. And she is already at the, like, top slot.
Yes. Between Neapolitan and Super Broly. I am a little disappointed that he doesn't have an install.
Yeah,
Super Broly.
That is one, you know, that is kind of a knock against Super Broly, is that I kind of wish he did have an install. I wish more characters had install states in general, and Super Broly felt like a really good fit to have an install, because that's kind of how his character worked in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he kept
it? I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead. Obviously, the way it works is if you use the level 3, it breaks his armor, and then your stuff does 5% more damage. But that's, you know, that's not really what we're talking, like, that's not really enough of an install. And it's Dragon Ball, a series that's kind of based on transformations. So it does feel really weird that there isn't more of that present, especially for, you know, Broly, where that movie was about his growth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come to think of it, Yang in Cross Tag Battle, which obviously isn't on this list because she was last year or the year before that, but she has more of a Dragon Ball. She has more of a Dragon Ball style transformation than most of the Dragon Ball FighterZ characters do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she burns, baby.
Yeah, I could see
Pyromaniac might desire.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see Super Broly as number three.
Okay, I don't want to, you know. I can see it either way. I feel stronger about Neapolitan. That's partially because of the show, but I also just think, you know, like, illusion characters in fighting games are cool. But, I mean, also, you know, Broly has, like, the super where he just, like, his aura turns into, like, a million missiles that rain from the sky. He's got the move where he just does the, like, the chest bump in the air, and it knocks you clear across the screen and does a ton of damage.
And he screams a lot. And
he does scream a lot. He's got the fuck them kids.
I think it's like he has a very strong showing, and again reminds me how much I loved like Broly from the movie, like just in general. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like Charlotta was like who I felt strongest about on this list, because Charlotta is just such a unique, like, fun presence in fighting games.
Yeah.
But Super Broly is a solid 3.
Okay. Okay, so 1 Charlotta, 2 Neapolitan, 3 Super Broly?
I'd say so, yeah. It's interesting how this kind of came down, but not entirely, to us being like, well, this character's in a show we really like, and number 2 and 3 both qualify with that distinction.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, part of this, you know, a true debut of a character. And, you know, like, obviously Granblue's a thing that exists, but none of us play Granblue. So the truer debut gets them extra credit, I think, as well.
Absolutely. And I think, like, the strength of them coming from a show or from a thing that we like represents, like, it's about representing that property and how well they do so. And I think it's like I'm already interested in Dragon Ball, I'm already kind of interested in Ruby, but like Charlotta makes me interested in Granblue, and I don't like Granblue.
And also, I mean, if you just look at this list, let's look at the characters that are not from something. It's Robo Ozma and Darley Dagger. And Velvet, I guess, but, like, it's overwhelming. Like, the way fighting games tend to do these days, especially, is they're pulling from some other IP.
Yeah, they're either pulling from themselves, or they're a licensed adaptation of a series.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that's it for our best new fighting game character. Congratulations to Charlotta, and the number 2, Neapolitan, number 3, Super Broly. It's been a good year for fighting game characters. Not as good of a year for new fighting games, I will say.
Yeah, last year, like, 2018 was, like, a bigger year for newer fighting games, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had, like, you know, we had them fighting herds, we had Ultra Fight Decanta 2, we had DOA 6, which, huh, weird, no DOA characters on this list, huh?
Huh.
Did they even introduce anyone new, or...
Nico. Nico's new.
Oh, okay.
She's okay. I don't hate Nico, but, like, nah. I can't, like, Booby Scientist is not exactly gonna dethrone fucking Charlotta over here. That's not really how this is gonna go.
No one's gonna dethrone Charlotta.
Probably not. Maybe Dark Charlotta.
Oh, Dark Charlotta.
I've been seized by the Dark Kano de Arimas.
Her crown, like, turns jet black.
No, she wears it upside down.
Ooh. How would you wear a crown upside down? Wouldn't that...
And she's like, this is very uncomfortable.
This is why I'm so angry all the time. Ah!
All right, well, that's it. That's it for this category. We'll, of course, have more categories for you, but a little plug zone exit here. Kyrie, why don't you take it away first?
Follow me on Twitter, Kyrie A Page on twitter.com. That is where I post most of my stuff, so I'll be posting there. Been, like I said, previously, like, been in the middle of a move, been in the middle of quite a few things, but good stuff's happening.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you can find me at JBU3 on Twitter. Most of my stuff is on scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. You can listen to our archive of Novel Not New on readinggames.online while we get that back up and running too. And
I'm going to say that by the time this episode is out, there will be a new Novel Not New.
Hell yeah. And how about you, Six?
I'm on Twitter, at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. And that's pretty much, that's the tea, as they say. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means, and I'm too scared to ask.
It's something, I don't know. I should know because I'm queer, and apparently anyone who's queer just knows this, but I don't.
It's a phrase that's started from...
No, Jen, I don't want... Listen.
We don't actually
are you,
want
Are you an entertainer or what? Like, you can tell me off the air, but the bit here is that I'm a confused old queer, and you can't just solve that problem. That's bad character development.
I can't believe this. We're going to have to rewrite this whole thing. We're going to have to start the whole podcast over. Can't believe this.
Hello, friends and folks. Okay. Peace out.
Have a good one.
Have fun fighting in the fighting games. Bye.